Episode 3165, The Art of Adaptability.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How are you? Are you ready for an extraordinary new day, a brand new week? Oh, come on. It's Mindset Monday, and I want you to fill yourself up. I want you to know that nothing is impossible. And in order to do that, you've got to learn all about the art of adaptability. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Okay, so I'm going to go off course here. I usually like to make an outline initially and I follow things through, but you know what? There are times that I'm ready just to talk off the cuff. And this is one of those times. And so bear with me here because there's a lot happening, but I know a lot that is going to inspire you, that's going to hopefully give you some extra ways to stay connected and also maybe look at your life a little bit differently and uniquely. In life today, as we go through our everyday, right, we get up, I believe we take a lot for granted, including myself, meaning I don't take myself for granted. I'm saying I take life for granted. And we just kind of go through the motions. And recently I received a text out of the blue from a very, very, very good friend of mine. And she has cancer. And it came out of the blue. And it's one of those things where, you know, all of a sudden you hear the word, right? Everybody calls it the big C, the C word. Nobody wants to say it. But all of us are impacted by the big C. And I think it's one of those things where when we are faced with something unexpected, we don't know how to pivot. Also, at the time of this recording, I found out that a very, very good close friend of mine had a stroke. Now, one is younger than me, one is older than me, and then I'm in the middle. And I can't help but think, gosh, Lord, how we take every day for granted. We wake up like it's going to happen. We plan our day out. We look at our calendar. What if tomorrow doesn't come, my friend? Now, hang in here with me. This is not going to be a morbid episode. This is going to be one I promise that's going to lift you up. It's going to be all tied together. There's a reason for it. And so I just really want you to think hard about that. Because when it comes to Mondays, I don't know about you, but a lot of people are really somber. And today, I want you to be inspired. I want you to wake up feeling like, oh my gosh, this is the day. Maybe the day to do laundry. Maybe the day to write your book. Maybe the day to go take the kids to the activity. Maybe the day to go to football practice and watch your kiddo, right? It is football season. Woohoo! Did you enjoy some football this weekend? I sure did. Go Chiefs. Go a few others. Some, I'm like, maybe we need to change the coaching staff. And then college, oh my goodness. Some of those games you're like, blowout. And others you're like, wow, that was a close one. That all goes along with how we live our life. We wake up and it's like, yeah, but it's just another day. Or are you one who might be having an up-and-coming doctor's appointment and you're going to have to sit across from your medical provider? Maybe you have some concerns right now. Maybe you have concerns within the family. Maybe you're struggling with your business to build a business. Maybe you're struggling with your family, your marriage. We all have struggles and troubles. And unfortunately, we're not going to be without trials and tribulations in our life. It's just not going to happen. And on the other side, yes. But here on earth, not so much. And so I want you to look at today totally differently. I want you to look at this Monday as a way to say, you know what? what's next? What do I get to conquer today? Where do I get to leave my mark? And when I say leave your mark, I'm talking about being a living legacy. Everybody talks about, you know, after someone has died and gone on, and it's like, gosh, you got to get back to the norm of things. And they have the eulogies and they go to the celebration of life services. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, they left their mark. They're a legacy. And I'm thinking, we need to be a living legacy now, every single day. You need to be it in your spouse's life. You need to be doing it at work. You need to be doing it at home within your own four walls. You need to be loving on those children and being a living legacy to them right now. Not trying to figure out what's going to happen when you're 6 feet under and they're reading your eulogy. That's not what life is about, my friend. And so today I want you to look at life totally differently. And we're going to talk about the art of adaptability. Embracing change is not always an easy task. It's not. And some people would say, okay, multitasking, Christiane. Yep, I know. I am one of those very few rare birds that can do it. And there are a few. Go look it up. You'll find the research. But for the majority of us, multitasking doesn't exist. And so we can't go from one thing to the next. And so when we're looking at change, change is a constant. And if you are in an ever-changing world, you have to learn how to do what? Adapt. And when that change happens, it requires a mindset shift, a willingness to let go of the familiar, and a flexible approach to navigate through the unknown. That is the art of adaptability. And while change can be intimidating, learning to adapt is a superpower that can propel you forward and help you thrive even in the most uncertain times. When you get that diagnosis, when you have an unexpected medical crisis, when you're looking at your bank account and you're saying, I don't know where the money's coming from this month, but somehow we'll find a way. Maybe you're raising your kids and you're in the terrible twos or the terrible tweens. It doesn't matter. It's still TW. So, you know, you're like, okay, where do I go here? Because every moment is a new moment. It's like, oh, I didn't think that could happen. I'm telling you, terrible twos or terrible tweens. It doesn't matter. And so we have to find this way, right? To say, okay, I know change is a constant. How can I handle the circumstances when I feel out of control? You know, when things happen and all you can do is stand frozen. Trying to find your stride in life, it's a challenge. A lot of it is by trial and error, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, I'm just going to do this. One of my good friends says, I do experiments because therefore I don't get attached to it. And if it works, then I adopt it as mine. If it doesn't, oh, it was a great experiment. Next. However, if you want to keep going after your calling, to keep going after your dreams, your goals, you've got to embrace the art of adaptability. And when you do that, not only does your perspective change, but so does your opportunities. So it's time to get creative. Ooh, there's your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Get creative. Boy, have you ever felt that sometimes you go for the kiss and it's like, wow, it's a zapper. Yes, well, that was a zinger for sure. And I hope it's a zinger for you today. And I don't mean to make light of this. In fact, I really want to be very serious about it, but we've got to look at what's real. Right here at Create Your Now, it's about the real and raw. It's doing life together every single day. I show up at times and I'm exhausted. I show up at times and I am wide awake. I show up at times going, what am I going to say this time? And I write it out and I'm like, oh, that sounds great. And then I start talking and I'm like, nope, trash it, start from ground zero. And then today it's like, well, we're going to kind of go a little bit off the cuff. We have got to learn how to adapt, the art of adaptability. It is a superpower. And when you can begin to embody what that means in your everyday, wow, it changes things. It truly does. It changes change, the way you look at change. You may not be one who will freak out about it as much. You may actually smile going, oh, well, I didn't expect that, but okay, let's go with it. So I want you to get creative, because look here, create your now, right? We get creative as part of create. So I want to walk you through three things. And like I said, I'm somewhat going off the cuff on this because I just know there's more to the story. There's more to your story. And I don't care if you are 12 years old listening, if you are 30 years old, 50 years old, if you're 75 years old, or if you're 90 and above, or my friends that are over a century, praise the Lord. How incredible. Now, some people would say, oh, I don't want to live to be over 100 years old. I can't imagine my life. Talk to those who are over 100 years old and they would tell you differently. So let's get creative today. Let this be the beginning of an incredible new season. You do realize this is the first Monday of fall, okay? So we're going to fall into creativity today. So number one, embrace your mind. It's truly the power of mindset. In the face of change, your mindset becomes your compass. So instead of resisting or fearing the unknown, shift your perspective to view change as an opportunity for growth and learning. Recognize that change is inevitable and take control by adopting a positive and flexible mindset. Now, I'm sure you're sitting here going, Christiane, I've heard that word. Yes, it's a buzzword. Kind of like the word balance. Or, oh, I don't know. There's so many buzzwords out there. And then if I say the wrong buzzword, my son will look at me, number 4 or 5, he'll look at me and he'll say, oh, that was such a boomer response. And I'm not even a boomer, but I have to laugh because that's his generational response. You know what I mean? And so I want you to think about your mind as literally something that you're not putting completely to full use, because you're not. Literally, I would say probably over 85%, if not more, studies out there show that we are not even using 10% of our brain power. Okay, number one, that's scary. And number two is like, oh, okay, I'm freaking out a little bit here, because if I'm only at not even at 10% and I've got all this other percentage to use, imagine what I could do if I really applied myself. Yeah, but you see, a lot of us want it easy. We're raising generations like that. We are serving them the answers on a silver platter, or I should say a rose gold tablet or a silver tablet or a charcoal tablet. What are the end colors now? Some of them now are like purple. And I'm not talking about the covers you add, like the color of the metals. And some of them now it's like those big computers and it's like, oh, you get yellow or purple. You got to think about not only how you're living your life, but how are you dishing it up for others around you, the ones you love the most? I'm talking your family, the ones closest to you. You've got to embrace your mind. And that means truly, okay, I know I'm thinking this thought, but how can I change the way I think that thought? Now, if I would say that fast 10 times, I would really get tongue twisted. But you really have got to think about what you're thinking about. And we don't. We just jump in. And we think we know what we're doing, but since we're not thinking about what we thought we were doing, we don't know actually what we're doing, so are we really thinking? Confused yet? Come on, it's Monday, stick with me. You've got to embrace your mind. You've got to sit here and wrestle with yourself going, why would I even do that? You've got to believe in your ability to adapt, to make the change that you need to make, to pivot, to take a detour. Do you get flustered when you're driving and all of a sudden the road is closed and you're like, oh, I've never gone another way. I've always driven to the post office this direction, or I've always gone to my work this direction. We'll take another route. Imagine what you might see. Maybe for you, you're a walker or a runner. You do a lot of stuff outside. I used to do a lot of walking. I've let my body heal a little bit because we've had a few setbacks and we're getting better. It's awesome. I'm taking it one step at a time because I know it's going to lead me to miles of greatness. So if you're hurting, let your body heal. That's a sidebar. But if you are one who does the same thing, like I would walk around my neighborhood the same way, the same direction all the time. I had it measured out. I knew exactly what I was doing. If I just counted how many times or the certain music I listened to, I knew approximately how many miles I walked. I didn't need a ring or a watch to tell me. I just knew. But if I took another route, wow. Even coming down my street the opposite way, it's like, oh, I've never seen my house that way. Wow, that tree is magnificent from this direction. Maybe I should decorate this way or whatever it is. But you got to change it up. Remember, you have the power to shape your reality by choosing how you perceive and respond to change. And when you believe in who you are becoming, listen carefully. If you believe in who you are becoming, then guess what? No matter what comes your way, they're just stepping stones to a brighter, beautiful journey. The journey full of greatness. But you got to embrace your mind. You've got to be one who shows up. You can't rely on your habits. So many of us are just literally living our life through our habits. Now, some of that is awesome. If you're one who gets up every single morning to exercise, fabulous. Right? Because that's a great habit to have. But what about the rest of your day? Does it go real smoothly as getting up and exercising? A lot of us may have one or two or three things put together, but we don't have every part of our life put together. Where do you lack? Where do you need to embrace your mind more? Number two, foster resilience through continuous learning. Adaptability is not about merely surviving change. It's about thriving in it. And to build resilience, you have to actively seek out opportunities to learn and develop new skills. Be open to acquiring knowledge and embracing new ideas, right? You want to cultivate this growth mindset that allows you to see change as a chance for personal and professional growth. You can be different than who you are. Notice a lot of times I say who you are becoming, because change is a constant. You are always becoming until the day God calls you home. So embrace curiosity and a hunger for knowledge, because these qualities will equip you to tackle any challenge that comes your way. I think about football. Imagine that. When you watch these guys play football, number one, I mean, just to watch their talent, their strength on the field. But then you sit there and if you study them, now I love to study sports, certain ones specifically, because I enjoy watching them. But then I'll sit there and I'll learn some history behind the players. Not just football, it could be tennis, it could be golf, and a few others, you know, gymnastics. Now there are some sports I will watch, but usually it's only the championships, the bigger ones, like March Madness. I'll watch that, but I won't watch all the individual basketball games unless if that is the only thing that's on, like literally the only thing on, then I'll watch basketball. But it's not my favorite, even though I have a basketball team, like literally because I have 5 children. Yeah, see, did you catch that? And I could sit there and say, yeah, I don't need to watch basketball teams because I'm trying to coach my own team. But there are just some that I'm, you know, like baseball. I'll enjoy the World Series, but not so much always sitting. Now, if I'm at a baseball game, love that, love that. But to turn it on, it's got to be pretty exciting. Otherwise, I'm sitting there going, what's next? Talk about where's my reels? Yep, give me a reel. I'll just start doing something on social media. And I'm not a social media person. So you've got to look at where you are in your everyday, because we have a mind that was created for growth, for learning, to always be gaining knowledge. And when you allow yourself to learn, it's amazing what you can do. So back to the guys, the 11, or if you want to talk about two teams on the field, the 22 on the field. If you were to watch even just one team and you go from one week to the next week, do you know how many times they change plays? Yeah. Do you know they have to study? Yeah. They do. They don't sit there and just go, oh, okay. They don't just work out to get their muscles stronger so they can, you know, look even more buff in their pads. Or they don't just eat like 5,000 calories because they're working out 8 hours a day. But added to those 8 hours a day of working out and running drills on the field and all of that jazz, they're doing probably about another 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 8 hours of studying a film, reading what the coaches are telling them to do, going and tweaking just one thing. Novak Djokovic, 24, literally 24 Grand Slam titles. He just won the U.S. Open. And in that, it's very, very interesting because he will sit there and they will tweak just a little part of whatever he's doing. And so when he's out there and he executes exactly what he practices, he's unstoppable. Now, has he been beat? Of course he has. Alcaraz has beat him. Now, if you're like, I don't follow tennis, that's okay. Just hang in there. We'll skip out of here in just a minute. But you see, it's about just these little pivots, the art of adaptability. One of my really good friends, Joanne Miller, beautiful woman inside and out. And one of the things that stands out to me most about her is that she's an artist, but she didn't always see herself as an artist. And now that she is an artist and she paints things, I have some of her paintings in my house, and it's amazing what she can do. And she teaches others to do the same thing. And she has this beautiful book. It's about art. And if I could remember the title, maybe I will here in a minute. I'll put it in the show notes for you. But it's one of those things where everybody within ourselves, right? You and me, we're artists. You've got to be an artist of adaptability. You've got to be able to see something and say, you know what? I don't really like that, but if we were to add this or take away this, wow, look what we have here. When your feet hit the floor every morning, you have a new canvas. What are you going to paint today with it? Get creative, my friend. Embrace your mind. Foster resilience through continuous learning. And finally, number 3, cultivate flexibility and agility. You know, flexibility is key to adaptability. Train yourself to be nimble and adjust to changing circumstances with ease. You got to practice it. It just doesn't happen. When I was an ice skater, it's like, okay, if you felt your blade going out, because you only have 2 blades, one on each foot. And if one was going, like, you had to shift, you had to figure out, and you had less than a blink to figure it out. Or where do you think you ended up? Yep, on that hard, cold ice. And let me tell you, from jumping and spinning and doing all the tricks that I used to do, I still could do some of them, by the way. It is not fun to fall. And as you get older, because I like to ice skate and I still ice skate to this day, as I get older, man, when I fall, oh, it hurts more. So you want to start learning now. So as you get older, as you're blessed with many more days ahead of you, and you get to move into new seasons, and change occurs all the time, you can sit there and say, okay, I can switch it up. It's not that big of a deal. Some of the ways you can practice, I mentioned one of these before, take a different way to work. Walk somewhere different in your neighborhood. Try a new activity. Explore alternative solutions to problems. It amazes me as I watch people. You know, I'm such a people watcher. And I was out doing a couple things with my son, and I was just observing some people. and we grabbed something to eat. And I don't remember exactly the circumstance, but my son made a comment. He goes, I don't know why they make it so difficult. You know, if they were just to do this, I said, because they're not thinking. They were trained one way and they don't think beyond that. Imagine if we all were actually using our minds. AI, it'd be even better. Why? Because we're using our minds. We created AI. Come on. Stick with me here. If you don't know what I mean by that, it's artificial intelligence. There's so many things out there. Okay? Stuff that were right for you. Your kids, if you have young kids, they're going to learn about AI and it's going to make your head spin. But who created AI? We did. Meaning the human beings. And so, wow, what if we were actually to apply ourselves? Why are phones and communication the way it is today? Read the book on Steve Jobs. Imagine that. He pushed himself. He wanted to think outside the box. Challenge yourself. Expose yourself to various situations and approaches. Now, you obviously have to do it in a safe manner. You know, if it's going to cost you your job, you probably shouldn't experiment that way then. But think about it. Stretch yourself. Because when you do so, you become more adaptable and are better equipped to respond to unexpected changes. I cannot help but think about my grand dog right now. He is so funny. He's 4 months old. And he's adorable. And his name is Caesar, by the way. And if you watch any of our TV shows, which I will tell you here in just a moment, a little plug there. But one of the things is this. He has not grown into his body. Number one, he has adorable ears. I mean, his face is just precious. Aren't all puppy dogs' faces precious, though? I mean, if they could just stay that way, it'd be awesome. But he has these big ears. And it's like, you should have named him Dumbo, is what I tell my son. He looks at me. I'm like, no, Caesar works fine. He wears a crown in many ways. He thinks he's all that. But what's adorable and funny, and it just gets me so tickled, is he gets so excited, and the kids call it, he's got the zoomies, and he is running all over the place, all over the yard. I mean, he moves fast. Like, he can catch a squirrel almost. He is that fast. And that's from like being feet away from him, 10, 15 feet away, and he can still catch up to them after they've had a head start. But anyway, he comes around corners, and we have a concrete floor in our house, and which is great with the pool because you can come in, you don't have to worry about it, but with a dog, not so much. And he goes sliding around those corners, and every once in a while, he hits the wall, and I'm thinking, talk about adaptability. He's going to have to figure out how to slow his pace a little bit, or he's going to have to take the inside route a little bit closer so he doesn't hit the wall the next time. Believe it or not, he's learning. Sometimes we have to learn by falling down, by hitting the brick walls. Other times we learn because, well, we just make little tweaks here and there. It's growing up. You've got to be flexible and you have to be agile. And the more adaptable you become, right, the more equipped you are to create positive outcomes in uncertain areas. And there's a lot of that in our life today. You got to let go of the absolute control feeling. I kind of hinted to you that we've got a lot of things going on in Creature Now right now, and we do. God is moving miraculously. As you know, yes, I am a believer and I don't hide that. And it's one of those things where I just sit here and go, Lord, only you. And talk about the art of adaptability. Oh, yeah. He is stretching me further and further and further into that. Because I'm here to announce to you, which this is only the officially kind of the second time, but we are now going to be on 3 TV stations. Or I should say 3 TV contracts is what we have. They're going to be on multiple stations and we are international. So we're going to be on The Walk. We're going to be on KCHF TV, which is more regional. That's out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then we're also going to be on Inspiration TV. And that is shown globally. It's actually broadcast out of London, I believe. And so all I can say is, oh my goodness, who would have thought? Now, we're still going to be on pray.com. So if you've been there, great. But now you have other avenues. And guess what? We're not going to be exclusively on pray.com. We're going to be on YouTube. Oh yes, we're bringing our station to YouTube. And you'll also be able to find us directly at createyournow.com. We will have the shows. Now, what does that all look like? That is a really good question. Because we launch Tuesday of this week, September 26th. Yes, I am so excited. So I have a lot of things happening right now, a lot of things to juggle. I'm doing things that I'm like, no, this is not part of my training. It is a little bit, but not really. And when you do something, you take your phone and you take a video, that's a lot different than sitting there putting together a TV show. Now, we've had some practice with pray.com, but it's still different than a full TV show. Now we're doing a TV show. It's 30 minutes. It's going to be shown throughout the entire week. So I will get the schedule up. So you want to stay tuned here on the podcast and also at createyournow.com. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, do that too. Yes, I know. You're like, Christine, you don't use a newsletter. You're right. I do not. Hence the art of adaptability. I'm going to have to learn. Why? It's just because I'm here every day with you guys and you know that. But I know some of you are not here every day. You tune in for specific episodes. That's fabulous. So I may announce something on one, but you miss it because you weren't there. Not a big deal. So I want to utilize the newsletter. So get on the mailing list. All right. You got to get on the mailing list because we've got extraordinary things happening. And there's so many more surprises. I am mind blown as to all that's going down. I don't know what it looks like. Technology, I'm praying it all works. We're going to start interviewing again. I kind of took a step back from that because we had so many things in the works and God was leading us in many different directions. I was like, okay, hold on, put on the brakes here. Something's got to give. And I said, okay, the interviewing has to give for a moment. So we're going to be bringing on more guests again, which is going to be exciting because some will be on the TV, some will be just on the podcast. There's not going to be duplication. So if you're like, oh, well, if I catch you on the podcast, I don't have to worry about the TV. Not true. The TV show is going to be totally different than the podcast. So you're not duplicating. That's why you want to be in all areas, okay? Whew, talk about adaptability. You see, you know it's real because I'm living it out. I don't come here just to chit-chat. Well, actually, I really do love chit-chatting with you. But seriously, I bring my experiences because I know that by doing just little things, just little sprinkles, create this incredible ripple effect. And your impact is so much greater than you can ever imagine. And so that's what I try to do here, everywhere I am. And so, you know what? If I feel a little bit kind of scattered somewhat, I am right now. I am. I'm being honest with you. But let me tell you, I'm practicing the art of adaptability because my friend, adaptability is a superpower. And you can have that superpower. We all have it within us. We just have to practice it. And with practice comes progress. You'll never reach perfection, but you will get better at it. And when you really have that adaptability and you can, pun intended, adapt it in your life, it can serve you in ways, I mean, you can't even put your mind to it. It's beyond what you can think. Change does not have to derail your dreams. Instead, it can be the catalyst that ignites the spark within you. So let the art of adaptability explode, empowering you to rise above challenges and experience incredible growth. Talk about being stretched. It's time. It's time. Rise up. You were created to impact. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. Rumi once wrote this: when the winds of change blow, some people build walls, while others build windmills. Embrace the windmills within you, my friend. Harness that power of adaptability and watch as you thrive amidst the uncertainties of life because they're going to come. But you are an overcomer. And you don't have to sit there and fret about the things that surprise you. You can embrace them. And as your feet hit the floor, you know it's a canvas for so much more. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.